Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Mauchmus. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Coker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Dallas Green now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bailey strikes out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coker moves to second. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauchmus hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coker moves to third. Amaro moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mauchmus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Purkey bunts in front of the plate. Coker fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera strikes out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-for-1 in the game. Curry hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Machma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coker moves to second. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Amaro trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Bobby Mockmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mockmus is 0-for-2 in the game. Mockmus takes first base on ball 4. Coker moves to third. Green moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Reds. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Perky covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin strikes out. Coker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Martin out. One out. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkey strikes out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gonzalez. McMillan moves all the way to home. It's 4-1, Reds. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Callison chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Coker fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Coker. Callison throws the ball into Coker, who tags Pinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pinson moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curry. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bell moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 2 in the game. Curry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Coker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Curry moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mockmus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Coleman moves to third. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1, Reds. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkey strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Dallas Green. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mauchmus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-3 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Al Niger now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing third base. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Curry hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Coker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coker is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Coker strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Purkey is 0-for-3 in the game. Purkey hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Machma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Al Niger. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mockmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mockmus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mockmus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mockmus moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-4 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman fields it and throws to second for the out. Mockmus scores. Taylor moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Reds. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herrera strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.